Hey, real quick, before these devotions start for the next few weeks, we wanted to let you know a couple things. First of all, if you've been wanting to understand a better context of the scripture verse used at the beginning of each devotion, we've now linked in the newsletter and in the podcast description what we're calling the extended passage. It's a clickable link. You can use it to open up and get context on the verse that's being used for the devotion that's built for that day. In addition, thanks for listening to the podcast. You could do us a huge favor if you go to your podcast app and rate Daily Devo. If it's worth 5 stars, that's awesome. That would be a huge help. Otherwise, whatever you feel like is appropriate. Thanks for taking your time to invest these next 2 minutes in thinking about God's Word and how it impacts our hearts. Here's your Daily Devo.
Today's Daily Devo is for August 23rd, 2023, titled Righteous Among the Nations, written by Janelle Vernon, read by Marie Drasik. In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Corrie ten Boom was an unlikely hero. Born in Haarlem, Netherlands in 1892, Corrie lived with her family for 42 years and worked in the family business. Knighted, known, and respected worldwide, Corrie was titled Righteous Among the Nations. Her 91-year life included joining the Dutch underground, hiding and smuggling Jews, surviving a Nazi concentration camp, and writing and speaking about God's love and forgiveness in more than 60 countries. You may have read her book or seen the movie, The Hiding Place. Hers is a story of daily faithfulness and courageous declarations about her God. She spent a lifetime showing and sharing about God's all-encompassing love, God's sacrificial Son, and God's total forgiveness in situation after situation, impacting first one life, then another, and then another. It is estimated that Corrie's underground efforts saved nearly 800 Jews during World War II. It is immeasurable, however, how many thousands of souls her witness has impacted throughout and beyond her lifetime. She was a spiritual warrior, fierce in her determination to tell others about Jesus. Corrie's knowledge came from God's Word. Her strength came from Christ. Her tenacity was fueled by her faith. One woman, one God, thousands of saved souls. What if she had kept her lips sealed? What would be the eternal cost if we kept our lips sealed? What would be the eternal count if we didn't? Today's action step. Remember that lives depend on God's love being shared.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.